Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Excuse me, sir.
Sweet magnetic distortion, it's been so long since you've been here. You know, I admit, I was dismissive towards you at first, but I've really come to appreciate you, Buchanan.
It's Lincoln.
Let's let history be the judge of that.
Okay. Anyway, I've been going through some old transcripts for a report for the higher-ups, and I stumbled upon a couple mentions of a mirror foon or an evil foon. Do you know anything about that?
Well, between us, there's an infinite number of realities. So even alternate realities, like Foon, get their own alternate reality. You know, a Hobbs and Shaw for every Tokyo Drift.
Oh, great. Thank you for localizing that idea.
Come to think of it, a few years back, I even intercepted one of the podcasts coming from an alternate Foon.
Oh, Cowboy World? Was it Cowboy World?
No, that idea ran out of gas after Anthony Hopkins said, "Check, please." No, there's an evil one where, Nathan, Fizzbang, and the talking dog actually work for the Dark Lord.
Whoa, does that podcast still exist?
Lincoln, normally I'd say, who cares? But it is so nice to have some company around here that I'm going to say, let's find out. Turn that dial behind you one notch to the left.
Ah, so that's what this dial does.
No, it controls the clocks and you just adjust it for daylight savings time. But now, prepare for another visit to the evil food.
Hello from the Evil Tavern, a weekly podcast from the horrible land of Foon. I'm your host, the trickster god Carnival Wilson. If you've never listened to the podcast before, fie, you are my enemy. But here's everything you need to know. 5 years ago, almost exactly, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Chick-fil-A in evil Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from that Chick-fil-A somehow, even though we used the Penelope to destroy most of Earth. And I'm getting that through the portal, and I use that to upload this podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon, which has been conquered by the Dark Lord, and I am one of his emissaries. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidore the Black.
I am Usidore, emissary of the Dark Lord of Foon, fallen wizard of the realms of Ephesius, sorcerer bound of the Glylothian clan, scourge of the Battle of the 13 Armies, immolator of the Wall of Fire, disemboweler of the great dragon Krezeski, defacer of the great halls of Tarakas. The fair folk know me as Fairfly Usolo. The orcs know me as Tumas Nesaja. And someday, I will have names capable of tearing this world asunder.
Hey, Usador, how you doing?
I am well, Carnival. How art thou today?
You know, it's our 5-year anniversary of doing this evil podcast. We've done a lot of great things to help the Dark Lord.
Have we? We destroyed all of Earth, certainly.
Yeah.
But things have not been going as I have hoped.
The last couple of years, things have taken a little bit of a turn. You know, 3 years ago, the Dark Lord had conquered all of Foon. Things were going great, but the tide seems to have turned, and I'm a little worried that the Dark Lord's reign may be at an end.
It does seem that way, but I was referring more to, you know...
To what? What are you... You're gesturing...
Jerking my head over towards Wendigo.
Oh. Yeah. Should we not talk just right in front of him?
What? I'm just saying that you know, things are... Well, it's not my place to comment on.
Yeah, why don't I introduce it? I don't want to just talk
in front of you. Sure.
I am joined by my other co-host. He is a cursed Wendigo who eats human flesh. He used to be my life partner, but you know what? We've decided...
Former life partner. What a phrase.
But we have decided that we're going to still do the podcast together, even though, you know, we're not an item anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Wendigo Wilson.
Wendigo, fuck yourself,
yeah.
Arnie.
Yeah. Look, Wendigo, I know this is a little bit awkward, but I think that, like...
A little bit awkward?
Let's try to be civil. Look, I know this is an evil podcast, but let's not be evil to each other. Let's try to be civil. Remember what Dr. Ward said should be our mantra. We can be good friends.
We can be good friends.
All right.
Carnival, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I respect you. I love you. And as per our separation settlement, I own 2.5 of the last 5 years of this podcast.
That is true, but not the good ones.
And I'm going to go back in and I'm going to add all kinds of sound effects, all kinds of beeps and like zzz, zzz, make it real fucking wacky.
Do I own any part of the podcast?
More of like an honorarium.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is just, you're doing this for exposure.
Well, I would be upset if I didn't respect how evil it was of you to cut me out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing I want to say. Look, this is the 5-year anniversary of us doing this evil podcast to spread evil around Foon and to Earth, which we've mostly destroyed. But it's kind of a bummer that, like, this might be the last episode. We're actually scheduled to sign a treaty of surrender with the rebellion. Was it us? Did we fail? Were we not evil enough to...
I think so. Can I say something?
Yeah.
And this is just my opinion. This is just Wendigo throwing this out there. I think we didn't do enough live episodes. Here in this world, everyone loves the live episodes, just the audio.
Sure.
Right? They hate being there. They love the audio of live episodes.
They love not knowing when a physical thing is happening, and they're just sort of like, I don't 100% know what that physical thing is.
Yeah.
I can kind of infer it about 80%.
And if it wasn't a live episode with the audio, they would complain about it.
Yeah.
Right? And you know why? What is live backwards?
Elves. Is this about elves?
No. Evil.
You're right.
Live shows backwards is evil. What? We'll just focus on the live part. Live backwards is evil. Okay. We should have done more live shows because they're evil.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I think we know what the main problem was. The main problem was that cursed mirror world that we started tampering with, trying to invade a world that is sort of the opposite of this one to a certain extent, although it's not a one for one.
Plus no insights into our analytics.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
We do know that we were number one in Arkansas.
I know. There was a time we were at
the evilest state.
We were at the top of the Zune charts, but we just couldn't stay there.
Yeah.
But the real problem is when we tried to go to that mirror world and we accidentally swapped Tanakin the Terrible for that good pinglet from that other world.
The other Tanakin. Oh, we were so greedy. We wanted to go to another world to spread our evil there. And now we destroyed our own world in the process.
And if we broke the mirror world, of course, if you break a mirror world, that's 5 years good luck. For those against it.
Is that five? It's so funny. I've been in this evil world for like 5 years.
We just call it a world.
Oh. Okay. That's weird, because I come from Evil Chicago, and we called it Evil Chicago. Well, which is weird, because there's not like another Chicago.
It's sometimes just, it doesn't hurt to put a real pin on it, though,
oh,
just
sure.
So you know.
And you said an evil Chicago dog is only ketchup?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No meat.
No fun.
Just ketchup.
You just squirt ketchup down your gullet. Oh,
and
yeah.
You said Malort is delicious?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta try that.
It's delicious and also is not something you do to make yourself seem more interesting.
And you said it's called the Stagnant City?
Mm-hmm. I've said all of these things.
Yes, several years ago, my spell went wrong when Arnie interrupted it.
Look, I am a trickster god. If you're doing a spell, I'm gonna get some hijinks in there. You know, it's not just about evil alone. You gotta bring some joy to it.
But you destroyed our world in the process. What if I destroy you now? What if I do a spell on you?
Or yeah, what if we go to Evil Chicago and destroy that? What if we sneak into the JCPenney's tower and pull some shenanigans inside of it?
Well, Wendigo, we destroyed all of Earth. That includes Evil Chicago.
Now, earlier you said
this
most,
is one of the things.
Mostly destroyed.
You don't listen. This is one of the things. You don't like. We
bash bop.
You don't
bash
remember.
Bop. Oh no, child. Sorry, I'm being defensive with my catchphrases.
No, we can be good friends.
Did you dickheads order some blood?
Oh,
yes.
Hey, Otak.
Just tapped from a wed mother.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. Oh. Yeah, just slap it on the table here.
There you go.
Hey, Otak, thank you. I know it's despicable to even say it, but thank you for hosting us while we sign this treaty.
Fuck off, tall man.
No, God. Classic Otak.
You're gouging my table again with that goddamn mic stand.
Get out of here, prick.
I know. You two are buds.
Yeah, I like Otak.
Usador, how is that spinoff podcast that you and Otak have been doing?
The one about finding brownies in the forest. And then baking them into real brownies?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Well, also, Usador the Black and I have a podcast called Stealing Nuts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Usador.
And I'm Wendigo. Who took my nuts?
Where are our nuts? I suspect I know. It's the same son of a bitch who destroyed all of Foon.
It's not me. I did not touch your nuts.
What's that in your pocket?
Those are my nuts.
There's Show nuts us. Spilling out of your pants.
Show us.
There's a trail of nuts.
We can't do a Stealing Nuts episode or a Brownie and Buds. We got to do Hello from the Evil Tavern, and it looks like our quote-unquote guests are here. Tannikin the Good and her second-in-command, Blemish the Good. Have a seat.
Everyone stand back. Make room for Tannikin. Let her sit down. Huh? She will accept your surrender.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey,
Tannikin.
Thanks for clearing such a perfectly sized seat for me.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to be rude.
We're not rude.
We are evil, but you know what? It's difficult. Like, you can't expect a chair to fit everyone, right? Like, if certain people have different needs for how they sit, you gotta get them a chair that works for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's BYOC, assholes.
You watch your mouth in front of Tannikin.
Blemish, you son of a bitch.
You're the son of a bitch, Otak.
Wait, I thought it was BYOC. Blemish, you old cock. BYOC.
All right, everyone. Think of rainbows.
I'm thinking of rainbows.
It's hard. When she says it, it's hard not. Like, I don't want to think about rainbows.
If they get out of line again, Tannikin, nod towards me. I'll slurp my body.
What?
You what?
I'll slurp Brag? Along the floor and slap them again.
Would you
with
take
my
out
half
a,
body.
Take out a rib? You're going to slurp your body? Brag.
You got it. Thanks so much, Blemmy.
Blemmy? Ugh. Too cute.
Well, I was going to say, I love this chair because there's a nice spot for me to rest my little wings.
And there's a little hole in the bottom for your tail to stick out.
Aw, so much more comfortable than sitting on it.
It is adorable. Look, I've got to say, I miss Tannikin the Terrible, the evil flying pinglet who was covered in tattoos and would kill people indiscriminately, and who, frankly, destroyed half of Blemish's body. But the Tannikin the Good, you're pretty adorable.
Thanks. Yeah. I feel some guilt over what Tannikin the Terrible has done, but then I quietly remind myself It wasn't me.
Can I ask, and I know we are here to do some geopolitical treaty of surrender, and also I know that I may or may not have used the word geopolitical correctly there, but I have to ask, because I've always wondered, Blemish and Tanakin, like, how did you two kind of end up aligning with each other? Because that's not, like, I know, Tanakin, you're not the same Tanakin, but still Blemish. Like, that's a person who destroyed half of your body. Like, when you see Tanakin, that's got to bring up difficult memories.
First of all, even when she destroyed half my body, it was objectively hilarious and adorable to watch.
Yeah.
Sounds like a funny Bell's palsy.
Correct. So, once I realized and was dragging myself through the forest and saw her, you wouldn't run from her. She's adorable. Would you run from her?
No. I'd stop and be like, look at that thing.
Oh, no, child.
Yes. And once I saw her in the woods and we got to talking and I realized she was no longer Tanakin the Terrible, and what better way, Tanakin, to atone for all that your mirror self has done than to do right in Foon and set all things back to good.
Aww. How sweet of you to say.
No one could unite all of the disgusting creatures, the salamanders, the snakes, the beetles, all of the good creatures of Foon, like Tanakin the Good. And we've all rallied behind her, and I am honored to pledge half of my body and all of my life to her work.
I'm a Wendigo. We have a wizard. How are we going to defeat salamanders, snakes, and beetles?
I know.
We're fucked.
I'm a fallen wizard. I'm a sorcerer now.
It's true.
Well, they have the beetles. We have monkeys.
That's
the monkeys
true.
Are on our side.
Oh,
evil
yeah.
flying monkeys.
Yeah. But you know what? Those wings, they're not really able to use those wings.
And I don't think they really use those swords. I think they mime the swords, but I don't think they really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanakin, can I ask, you've done such a good job, like, spearheading and raising a rebellion that has turned the tide against the Dark Lord. I've heard that you've been, like, going from town to town, like Gratax and other places. I know all the other names. I'm just not going to say them. And you have been giving speeches, rallying troops, getting them to follow you. Would you mind giving us a taste of one of those speeches?
Of course. Here's the latest speech that I gave in Gratax. I went to the town center, and I flew up into the air 7 feet or so.
Oh.
And I looked down, and I started singing, "It's a beautiful world." And everybody started gathering around me, and I just started singing that one phrase over and over again.
I suppose you think you can still fly, right?
It's a beautiful world.
How did that even work? Like, I get that would get their attention, but, like, was there any point where you transitioned to explaining what you want them to do?
Of course. So, first of all, the song put them in quite a positive mood, which was a huge change to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were receptive to my message.
Oh.
And wait, Tanakin, you didn't even mention things that are beautiful, like, you know, clouds of white and trees of green. You just simply said it's a beautiful world?
Mm-hmm. That's all I needed to say.
Can I hear it one more time?
It's a beautiful world.
Ah, my eyes are leaking. I don't know what's happening here.
Oh, gosh. Are you okay, Wendigo?
Are you bleeding?
Yeah, I think so. Is this just clear blood? What is this?
I think it is. It's actually blood.
It's just blood. Yeah. Sorry, whoops, my eyes are bleeding.
Have you been taking care of yourself?
No.
I've been dyeing your blood clear.
What?
You said on Earth in Evil Chicago, you said everyone drinks clear Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
You said that's the norm.
Yeah.
One time they came out with a brown Pepsi that kind of faded.
Yes.
But you said that everybody drinks.
Yes.
So I was like, I wanted to appeal to you after we separated. I was like, let me win him back. And I'll turn my blood clear.
Yeah. In Evil Chicago, we know two things. One, Pepsi better than Coke. And two, the clear version is the real version.
And you said on Earth, on Evil Earth, the number one show is Isles and Brazzoli?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, well, either that or Order in Law.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been dying your blood clear.
What? Why? Why are you doing that?
Because if you cut yourself, you might not realize you're bleeding out. And then I could watch you die, as you had no idea you were about to perish.
Look,
rainbows, rainbows.
Oh, I'm thinking about rainbows again.
And here's a basket of orc goiters for the table.
Fuck off.
Listen, shit stick.
Otak, I want to come
to Jazz Combo for 30 minutes from now, so you better hurry this little thing up.
That is evil.
Otak, I also would like to register a complaint. We order these orc goiters all the time, and last week you accidentally got like a spiced potato in there on accident.
Ugh.
Hey, you play with the goiters, sometimes you get the potatoes.
You know the old saying.
Oh, another classic. Right. Also, oh, that reminds me, even though there are less than like 1,000 people still alive on Evil Earth, sales of that t-shirt are through the roof. The Otak shirt might be our best seller.
If each of you nasty sons of bitches could stop your joking and your messing around for 2 seconds and listen to Tanakin's song and actually listen to it and hear what she sings, Tanakin, would you? Could you one more time?
Of course, of course. It's a beautiful world.
Listen to her as she sings it.
It's a beautiful world.
Stop joking around. Put down your orc goiters.
It's a beautiful world.
Remember what you could be and what you once were, all of you. This is what Tanakin's message is. It is that there is a better way.
I could have been a great wizard who protected this world, and I am not. Oh, this song has begun to affect my heart, and I feel that I may no longer be as evil as I once was.
We are coming with a treaty and an opportunity for each and every one of you. Neither Tanakin nor I hold any ill will towards any of you for what you have done during this dark time. Right, Tanakin?
That's correct, of course. Of course. We hold no grudges. We let go. We recognize that the past is in the past. All we have is now, and it's never too late.
What if I had taken a different path? What if I stayed in evil Chicago and continued with my podcast? Hey, I'm robbing this fast food restaurant, a podcast starring Arnie Niekamp.
Carnival Wilson?
That was my former name, was Arnie Niekamp.
Ugh.
I mean, ugh.
Don't love that.
Hey, hold on. Former name was Chunt.
Yeah.
Chunt.
What? Yeah, rolls off the tongue.
Even Yikes. Blemish thinks that's too pervy. Right?
Never mind, Tanakin. Let's get them to sign these papers and we can put them in prison where they belong. There's no goodness or decency inside any of their souls.
I thought Tanakin said the past was the past.
Blemmy. It's all right. You're getting worked up. We're all friends here.
I just wanted them to hear your song and immediately be good, and I was too impatient. I'm sorry, Tanakin.
Patience, my Blemmy.
Can I ask, after we surrender, what happens to us?
It sounds like we're going to prison. Is that right, Tanakin?
No, you're not going to prison. Blemmy.
I'm sorry.
Why did you say that, my friend?
I got angry.
We're going to go to prison? Arnie, like the number one movie of all time on Evil Earth, Let's Go to Prison?
Yeah, directed by David Cross.
Wait, you're not listening again. Tanakin said we're not going to prison. Tanakin, what's going to happen to us? Please, I beg of you, have mercy on these evil fools.
Listen, everyone, my plan is that we all live together in harmony, singing songs, creating art, whether it's theatrical or visual or...
Could our creations be culinary? I've always wanted to open a place called Wendigo's To Go. It's a sort of a takeout food place.
Of course.
What is it with you and restaurants?
I don't know.
Tanakin has been training each of us in her army to be a form of art therapist. Any kind of creation can allow you to work through those things which are negative inside you. Put them towards some positive ends. If it's food, so be it. Each of us has a talent that we can harness and make ourselves better.
So wait, are you telling me that all of your heroic warriors on the side of the rebellion, Drip Fang, Duke Rangoon, they're all just doing art therapy?
Yes, absolutely. Each one of us has developed a set of skills under Tanakin's guidance.
I gotta say, I know we're evil, but this kind of sounds like a cult to me. A little bit. Am I wrong?
Possibly. No. But guys, let's all shut up for a minute, because in this world, we don't talk over women. Go ahead, Tanakin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Oh, thanks, Wendigo. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's definitely not a cult. Listen, All we ask is that you give up all of your worldly possessions and wear a rainbow smock.
Oh, rainbows.
Yes, 24/7. And that you live in one of our bunkers.
I don't mind rainbows. I hate the word smock.
We give up all our possessions?
Yep, yeah. Huh.
Tanakin, would you say 2.5 years of a podcast is a possession?
That's a great question.
That's a yes. She's trying to be nice.
Is it something tangible? What does it mean to you?
Oh, no, this is art therapy. Well, I guess it all started when I was 3. My dad was a ghost. And,
what would you say was your physical form when you were 3?
I don't want to say.
Ugh, this is it's this kind of stuff.
Now the jazz combo's here. I'm going to start warming up.
Oh, all upright basses?
There's 5, yes. 5 upright basses. And they're going to start tuning them any second.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll think about surrendering, and we'll be right back with more of the Mirror World.
Okay, because you get to decide when we take a
break. What's that?
You get to decide when we take
a break. I own 2.5 years of this podcast.
All right.
And I'm taking the Dr. Ward episode. You better believe it.
What? No, that's... all right, fine.
Hello. Does my voice sound familiar? Remind you of the nightmare you keep having about the simple bowel movement that becomes an ungodly surge of liquefied organs? The hideous cackle you hear in that dream belongs to me, friends. Evil Bungary Chubbins. Now, your misery don't have to wait till bedtime. At Chubbins Chamber Pots and Tools of Torment, my dungeon opens when the cock crows to satisfy your masochism. Suppose you're asking for a nitric acid colon cleanse or a rectal thermometer with grappling hooks. Maybe a urethral dilator is what you're after. To each his own. I don't judge, I just torture. Okay then, see in your dreams.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Oh, listen to those 5 upright bass.
Oh, gosh.
You're burning that stage up.
Oh, yeah. I feel like dancing to this.
Would any of you care to dance with Tanakin and myself?
Yes, I've decided to turn a new leaf. I see the beauty in everything that you're saying now, Tanakin. And I want you to teach me to dance.
Oh, well, stand right on up.
All right.
Take off those shoes. They look uncomfortable. You won't be able to move around much in those things.
That's all right. I'll set them on fire. Aram Bachach.
Those were real baby dolphins.
No, not anymore. Now they're just dust.
Usador, just be careful. Like, hey, look, if you want a life change, I get it, and I can support it, but this does seem a little bit like a cult. Just... if you don't watch out, you're going to end up, like, sewn into a bear corpse and set on fire.
Well,
and I know you're into that.
I've already done so many evil things in my life. If this is an opportunity to change my ways, I must take it while there is still time. Perhaps Usador the Black may become Usador the Yellow once again.
Oh, that sounds so sweet.
Is that, like, an option for you, Usador? Like, you killed most of the wizards, and they took away your power.
Right.
And that's why you turn into a sorcerer. Like, can you, like, do a take-backsie and become a wizard again?
I think if I fall down a big shaft, and then I come back
Mm-hmm.
And I fight my girlfriend's grandfather, probably.
Okay, but just to be clear, when you turn into a sorcerer, there's nobody that said sorcerer, no takebacks?
Unless they whispered it and I didn't hear them.
Okay, I guess we'll find out.
They would whisper. I mean, I feel like they would
they
whisper.
They would whisper, yeah,
they don't
sure.
want you. It's like the fine print.
Yeah.
Keep dancing, Usador. Don't listen to all the negativity. You don't know that you can't be something different. Everyone can be something different. Listen to Tanakin and dance.
Yes, my evil way is behind me. Now I dance like no one is watching.
Yes, dance, dance, dance. And Blemmy, now would be a good time for you to spread the essence of sunshine oil on his chest.
Yes, what? Yes.
Wait, Carney, let's see where this goes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm being anointed.
Wow, he's really dancing like nobody's watching because his dancing is bad.
I'm going to undo some of your leather straps now, Usador.
Thank you.
Arnie, would you say he's dancing like Elaine in that popular sitcom Kramer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it feel good?
I feel good for the first time in a long time.
What about during our brownie podcast?
Fuck off.
Feel the warmth spread through your chest and up your face.
Oh, yeah, it's actually quite a tactile sensation. I feel the heat.
Have you been taking care of your beard?
No.
Have you been taking care of you?
No, I haven't. Where is Usador in all of this evil? He is just a tool for the Dark Lord.
No, Usador, remember evil. Be evil. Remember the four disagreements.
The four disagreements.
Everything's always about you.
Never be generous.
Mm-hmm. Kill those who try and love you.
And fight your own mama.
That's right. The
it's
four disagreements.
It's written above the bar. It just shouldn't have been that difficult.
Hey, well, fuck off.
Blemmy, more oil. More oil.
Yes. Tanakin, tell him of the four positives.
Electricity.
Wait, I want to hear some from Blemish. Why don't you alternate?
All right, I'll do the first one.
Electricity is one.
Well, no, that's what she said.
Right.
You're and stealing the, hers.
No, I'm reiterating her so that we know that we did one.
And then
one.
You said electricity.
You evil people, shut up.
Damn it, I tried to turn them against each other.
Number two is humming. Don't you feel better?
It feels pretty good, yes.
Number three, Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
There it is, rainbows again.
And number four, hugs. Come, come closer.
Hugs come.
Fall into my hooves. Fall into my hooves for an uplifting hug.
This is the most wonderful hug I have ever experienced.
What about during our brownie podcast?
Fuck.
Fuck off, prick.
Off.
You fucking prick.
Fuck off. Join a hug right now.
We have each been hugged by Tanakin.
Usador, don't drink that punch. Don't drink that punch.
Drink deeply, Usador.
Oh, it's so delicious. It's so cool. It aids me in my quest to become good. This cool aid shall be the most wonderful thing I have ever imbibed. And now, I have a small gift for you, Blemish. May I give it to Tanakin? I know you are her personal guard.
I think the time is right, Tanakin, if you agree.
I agree, Blemmy. Move forward.
Are you two dating?
We're taking it slow.
I beg of thee, Tanakin. Please, accept my gift. For I have a precious thing which I wish you to have. For you said you wish to own all of our possessions. Is that not correct?
I wish for you to relinquish all your worldly possessions. No one knows that I'm keeping them all.
Then I will start with my most precious one, this multifaceted gemstone.
Ooh, pretty, 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 pretty.
You sure not your multifaceted gemstone?
Yes, my multifaceted gemstone, capable of opening portals to other worlds, as it does now when I say Arothuntothok.
Boner.
I just had to throw a zinger into the middle of that spell. That's kind of what
I do. Do you see? You saw it? Do you see what he does?
I see. But even now, a portal pulling air through it, and now pulling Tanakin in. Tanakin, I banish thee from this realm. In the name of the Dark Lord, I am his servant, and I have defeated you here.
Oh, snap.
In the last moments, I snatch victory from defeat.
Wait, oh, wow.
This little piggy went home. Bye-bye.
Well, it looks like it's sucking blemish in, too.
Oh.
And two stand-up faces.
Fuck off.
You all will see the error of your ways. You all can and will someday be good.
Bye-bye. Oh, shit, it also sucked in one of the good wed mothers. That's Good Charlotte. Bye, Good Charlotte.
Bye, Good Charlotte. And now, we, knowing that there must be balance in the universes, shall receive our Tanakin back.
We're gonna get Tanakin the Terrible back?
Oh my gosh, my heart is shriveling with excitement.
Oh.
When does that happen?
The smoke is clearing even now. Take my multifaceted gemstone back, suckers.
Wait, I see a shadow of a parent. Oh.
Oh, Tanakin.
Oh, hi.
And you're covered in tattoos.
Our little deaf piggy.
It's been so long. Oh, you haven't seen all my new tats.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
They're despicable.
So despicable. They fit you perfectly, Tanakin.
Thanks.
Tanakin the Terrible, we are so sorry that we accidentally sent you to that opposite dimension where everything was good.
Oh, at first, I really struggled. I hated it with every ounce of my little piggy body. But then, I realized I could really do some damage. Because everybody was doing nice things. They were happy going about their business, leading happy lives. Lots of room for me to destroy things.
And we'll also receive here some evil blemish. Everyone look around for an evil blemish.
I don't see an evil blemish. There's this cat here.
Was this bowl here before?
There's this weird bowl. Otak, will you go clean this bowl?
Excuse me?
I know that's a weird request.
Go clean a bowl.
Go clean a bowl, fuckface.
This is not our tavern's bowl, but I'll take it.
All right.
I wanted to apologize to you, Otak. I had to misdirect Blemish and the good Tanakin.
So, the Brownie podcast?
It's on.
Hell yeah. Tanakin, can you do us a favor? I have this song stuck in my head, but I want you to sing it. Can you sing It's a Terrible World?
It's a terrible world.
Oh, much better.
Listen to those bass players go. World.
Yeah, that's our old Tanakin the Terrible. Those dance moves are way too suggestive.
And she's really straining her voice to sound
young.
Watch
me gyrate my curly tail.
Oh.
Did you see the fine tattoos I got on my curly tail?
Oh, yeah. What is that? I can't make out what that is.
It's tiny little worms biting each other's butts.
Oh, so evil. Arnie, speaking of tiny little worms biting each other's butts, do you think you're willing to give us another chance?
No.
Okay.
But we can be good friends.
Yeah. You're a good friend.
Well, We could be.
Okay, we're not, but
yeah,
we could
let's not
be.
Rush.
Okay,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway.
If you guys could fill out the 4-page comment cards on your table.
What?
I'd appreciate it.
4-page?
It's 4 pages.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's why we don't listen to Evil Foon more often. It's that rare once-every-three-year treat. Like a Pixar movie that isn't a sequel. Usador the Black was played by Matt Young. Wendigo Wilson was played by Adol Refai. Tanakin the Good was played by Sarah Logsdon. She'll be playing Lady Capulet in a production of Romeo and Juliet at the Quanapowhit Players in Reading, Massachusetts, from March 27th to April 11th. Good Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. Follow him on Twitter at Martin L. Wilson. Martin performs regularly with... After that, there's just a watercolor of a frozen, decaying cornfield with a smashed rowboat in the far corner. How sad and boring.
Evil Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. Evil Bungary Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Lincoln, you've earned yourself a trip to Wiener Circle. We'll turn off the communications array tomorrow, after we hose it down to get the addle off of it. Come along!
We're in the middle of the forest even now. Being quiet, waiting for a brownie to come out of their little adorable wooden home.
Is that it? That's it right there, right?
That's it. A quick note. We have to act like this is very exciting.
Right. All right, fuck off. Okay,
fuck off.
Hello, who goes there?
Look, even now we've spotted a brownie.
Look at that little piece of shit.
What? Come on. I'm right here.
Catch him.
I got you.
Catch him.
I already have some batter made. Get in this batter with your brethren.
Stir it.
Next week, we eat the brownies.
We bake them first, though.
Oh, yes, we bake them first.
You don't
certainly.
Even turn me into a brownie. You just put me in batter.
I'm just going to smash you up a little bit.
Fuck off.
All right, have a seat. What are you looking for?
Hey there. Well, as you can see, I'm running out of space, so I heard you did lots of intricate work.
Yeah, very fine detail. I could tattoo a grain of rice.
Perfect.
And I did. I tattooed it white. It's a tattooist joke. It's not a good one.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you could draw some tiny little worms on my tail.
Okay.
About the size of grains of rice.
Okay.
Each one is biting the other one's butt.
Okay. And is it screaming? Is it enjoying it? What's going on?
Oh, it's enjoying it.
Great, and done.
Wow, that was fast.
How about, can I tattoo your snout?
Please, what do you have in mind?
Maybe at the top put hell and at the bottom put razor. R-A-Z-O-R.
I love it. And could you please put some
done.
Flames? What?
Sorry, wow. Done. What did you want, flames?
Flames coming out of my nostril.
Okay, done.
Wow.
How about a smaller pig saying fuck you to you?
Yeah, and then me crushing its brain.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be like a time-lapse tattoo.
Yeah, or like a comic strip.
Done.
One more, please.
Done.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A. Oh, you have a weapon. What do you want?
Hey, I'm here to rob a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, take whatever
podcast,
you want.
Starting on your knee camp.
Do you want some of our sauce or?
I prefer Popeyes. Just give me some money.
Yeah, okay. Here you go. We don't want any trouble.
Okay.
Well, we want some trouble. That's why we take the stances we do. But yeah, we won't get into it.
Do you got anything to plug?
I have a podcast.
What the fuck you?
It's me and my friends. We talk about movies. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you have a take? Do you have, like, a take on it?
Well, it's like the three of us talking about movies. That's a take.
But, like,
I mean, we always, like, when we talk, we're always, like, so funny, and it's like, we should record this, and then we do, and it's funny. But we talk about anything and everything. Anything and everything is fodder for us. Give me a topic.
Less than 1,000 people survived, and you're one of them?
Give me a topic. I'll make it interesting. Anything. Anything.
Okay, yes, I'll be a guest on your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.